I've been looking forward to this. Longtime friend of the show, Rampage Jackson. He's going to be taking on King Mo for the second time. This fight's going to be the main event at Bellator 175, and the event airs live, not this Friday, not today, but next Friday, March 31st, on Spike TV at 6 p.m. And Rampage is here. Let's get him in here.
I haven't seen him in a while.
Hey!
You look ready. Hey, doing Rampage?
I'm doing good. How y'all doing?
Good.
Is it early for you?
Man, I am not a morning person. I apologize right now.
When do you normally train? Like, what time do you get up?
I don't wake up till 8 o'clock. I had to wake up earlier today. I am not a morning person.
And you were like, what in the hell?
I had to leave my house, my training place, late last night and get a hotel up here.
Really?
Just so you can come on the show.
Just
thanks
so
for doing that, man.
Oh, that's nice.
And because you're a longtime friend of the show, you've been on several times.
Yeah, I love you guys.
We remember your favorite food is pizza with ketchup. And so we got you something.
You probably can't eat that anymore, huh?
Is this your nutritionist?
It's my coach.
Oh,
he's like,
oh,
he's like, you can't eat.
He took it away. He got it.
I haven't ate anything. That's like torture. I know you guys meant to do well, but that was
mean?
No, that was nice.
I saw your, but it's heavyweight, so I figured you could eat. There's no cutting weight for heavyweight, right?
Actually, you know what I'm saying? It's really not heavyweight. They want to call it heavyweight. I wanted to fight a heavyweight. And I told them, like, you know, I'm a big guy now. You know what I'm saying? I want to fight a heavyweight. But, you know, Bellator got some type of idea to have me fight King Mo, and he's not a heavyweight. So
How much does King Mo weigh?
I don't know. I think King Mo, with his nipple rings, I think he walked around like 206. When we take him out, I think he's 205. So
it's going to be a 205?
No, it's actually 235.
Oh, okay.
So I still have to make weight. So I can't.
What do you walk around with weight? I mean, what's your normal?
It depends. Am I training or playing video games?
Video game Rampage.
I can walk around by 260.
Damn.
So pizza, ketchup,
all that
games,
good stuff.
That's your normal.
Yes, that's, you know. I don't
quite
eat
a corner
pizza
you got
time.
Over here, though.
I really
that
wish
pizza
I,
was snagged, and everybody's like, "What are you guys doing?"
I actually need that guy in my life when I'm like, "Ooh, I'm thinking." No, I guess I'm not thinking.
No, he gets annoying. Like, you can't.
What did you have so far today?
Nothing. I haven't. I just woke up.
He doesn't even let you have like a banana.
We didn't have time.
He swooped in and took that away before you even got to smell it or look at it.
I smelt it
as soon as he walked in the room.
Yeah. It was a good chance I was going to start eating this during the...
So you've already beat King Mo one time. It was a unanimous decision. So, and he's claiming that, you know, you said after that fight, let's have a rematch. And he's like, hey, the guy who wins never asked for a rematch. So he thinks that he won that first one.
You know what? You know, he's right. He is right. Like, I did ask for a rematch after I beat him because I didn't knock him out.
He wanted to knock him out.
Yeah, he was still talking.
Oh, okay, so he's like, let's do it again.
Yeah, I was like, let's do
you
it again.
You want to put him to sleep?
I wanted to put him to sleep. Mm-hmm. I was very disappointed in myself. Like, the first time we fought, I really didn't even think that he was going to take me down, and he took me down a lot. And I was really upset with myself for even getting taken down. And, you know, he surprised me. He had some he surprised me. He actually outsmarted me. He made it seem like he was going to fight me, but then he set me up with the takedown.
Well, I mean, who wants to fight you? I think that was probably the smart play on his part, is take you down, get you on the ground so you can't punch him in the face.
Oh, yeah, very smart.
But now you know.
Yeah.
Because you fought him before, so now you're going into next Friday's, you know,
so you've been
fight.
Working on that knee when he comes in and take you down? Oh, bam!
Right in his face. Right in his mouth.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, I see how his punches feel. He has no punching power, and, you know what I'm saying, he's not that strong. Like, I'm stronger. I've been lifting weights since I decided to go heavyweight. And, you know, I've gotten stronger, got bigger. And
you're stronger than back when you were light heavyweight champ?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, damn.
Oh, my. Because there was a show on. I don't remember what channel it was on, but it was like the punching power.
Oh, yeah.
And then you had to punch something like this. Is
Sports
like,
science.
Yeah, sports
that
science.
So cool.
Yeah, that was my favorite thing I've done so far, yeah.
That was awesome.
That was awesome.
As far as the show goes, like, remind me what happened on that show. You punched something that says equal force of what? Like a shark bite?
You know what? Yeah, I don't remember the exact power, but it was... I forgot how much
crushing.
Power.
It was death. It was death.
They measured my slam and my punch. Yeah, that was nice.
So really, if you're in a situation where someone mouths off to you, you can't hit some guy in a bar because that'd be lethal. I mean, it's a deadly weapon.
I wouldn't even want to though. I don't care if people mouth off at me. Only if people attack me. That's it. Me or one of my
you
friends.
You gotta protect yourself, yeah.
Yeah, other than that, people can mouth off all they want. I don't care about
that. That's what I love about fighters, because like true badass guys are like gentle in real life, because you don't need to prove yourself to anybody.
Right.
You prove yourself in the ring, and you prove yourself when you're getting paid for it, not by some jackass in a bar.
Right.
Go, what you got, what you got.
Yeah. Really, yeah, anybody cocking off to Rampage Jackson's looking for like some money.
Hey, it don't happen often, but one time, my first time going to England, some rugby guy was like a big bully. He didn't know who I was, and he was trying to mouth off to me, and people was, you know, around there were wondering why I wasn't kicking his butt, so.
Yeah, I don't need to.
I don't need to.
Rampage, don't need to. When you're fighting, can you hear what the crowd is yelling, or are you so into the match you tune it out?
No, I can't hear what the crowd is yelling. I just hear a bunch of people yelling. But if my dad is anywhere in the crowd, I can hear him.
I know, that's so weird. But my dad has this family whistle, but it's inaudible. It's almost like a dog whistle. He goes, whoosh. I mean, but it could be a crowd, it could be in a stadium, whoosh, and I hear that. Wow. That's not, you can't hear that, but yeah, you can hear your dad.
But yeah, my dad said the most awkward stuff during fights that he probably shouldn't say.
Like what?
The last time I heard him, he said, "Hit him in the ribs. You know us black folks like them ribs." And I'm trying to work, you know. He's saying stuff like that. All right. What
Dad,
they got
to work right now?
What,
I'm trying.
Right, and what they got to do with a fight?
And you're hungry anyway. You're like,
hungry.
Can we talk about ribs right now?
Hell yeah!
Starving.
He's going for them ribs.
Yeah.
Bam, tenderize them.
I always wondered that too. Like, is there a special code? Because it doesn't really sound like there is when you're fighting, and if your team is yelling out what they want you to do. The other guy you're fighting speaks English. He's hearing exactly what you're preparing. I'm like, come up with a code. Like, hey, the old 7-8. You know what I mean? 12,
like the baseball 14. Seal signs.
Yeah. She got the same mind I got. I always like codes. I always like codes. So, especially in Japan, okay. If you fight in Japan, you can hear everything because the crowd is very respectful. They're quiet. So you can hear what people yell in Japan because it's just one or two people. Out of 60,000 people,
they all sit there silent.
That's silent.
They're kind of creepy.
No, it's great. They sit because you can hear your corner man like perfectly, and like maybe like one person yell something at one time, and then later somebody else will yell. So when it's somebody saying something, it's only one person or two people saying something out of 60 or 70,000. I fought in front of 80,000 people, and it's quiet, and you can hear your corner man, and you can hear like everything. I heard my opponent's corner man fart one time. it kind of threw me off, but you know, show must go on.
Maybe that's their signal. It's like, oh, give them the old. Yeah.
Means sprawl.
Right.
Yeah.
She's
right. I didn't think about that.
Now, when you were growing up, you mentioned your father. We talked about this earlier with our audience about being a teenager, and every teenager does something right under their parents' noses that they had no idea that they were doing. So, was there something that you did under your parents' noses they had no idea?
Man, my parents probably listening right now. They still don't know the stuff I was doing. you know what?
Good kid.
I was grown up as a kid. I didn't have like a normal childhood life. It was a lot of older guys in the neighborhood, and they liked me because I was tough. And so,
You grew up fast.
I grew up fast. I didn't have a curfew. I was drinking, smoking cigarettes, weed at a young age. You know, I was one of those kids having sex. That was me. Eight years old. I was
8 years old. You had sex?
Oh yeah, I was a pro at 8 years old. Wow. By the time I was 8, I was already a pro, homie. What you talking about?
I'll give lessons.
God.
Man, how emasculated am I? My 8-year-old's going, this is how you do it.
Yeah, he was 14 thinking he was like,
I know, I was my 15th birthday. Yeah. You had me just crushed.
Oh, yeah, man. I just grew up in the wrong place.
Did you ever see yourself as a kid doing anything else at this age? You ever see you as a fireman, a policeman, a teacher, a politician, anything else? Or was it always doing what you're doing?
I always wanted to be a pro wrestler. You know, I grew up in Memphis. Pro wrestling was, you know, really big there. And I got an older brother, and my dad was into it. You know, my older brother, I guess he got my dad into it, or my dad got him into
jumping
it.
Jumping off the back of the couch.
Oh, yeah. Me and my little brother used to beat up my sister. We call ourselves the Cheetah Boys. We used to cheat all the time. I always find a way to get the win. But then I always wanted to be a fireman if I didn't make it as a pro wrestler. And it was a fire chief right across the street from me, and his name was Roscoe. Me and him was real cool. He had two daughters. that he kept away from me.
But, smart. Well, yeah.
Eight-year-old
Casanova.
I had to respect him. He probably knew what was going on.
Of course.
He knew how I was.
You're walking around with swagger at 8 years old, I'm sure.
Walking down the street smoking a cigarette, 8-year-old kid, badass. You guys think I'm
buying
joking.
Condoms.
It was bad.
I'm gonna need the mag.
Oh no.
At eight.
No, those fell off of me at that age. It was bad.
Rampage Jackson with us. He's going to be fighting King Mo for the second time. The fight's going to be the main event at Bellator 175. The event airs live Friday, March 31st on Spike TV at 6 p.m. Did you play any board games growing up?
No.
Was that not part of the life as a kid?
No, you're smoking
I
and drinking and having sex at 8. I'm down. You're like, who wants to play Monopoly?
Scrabble anyone?
No.
His piece was a cigarette butt.
No, I play video games. I always like video games.
Because in the news recently, they got rid of three of the iconic pieces from the Monopoly game board, like the wheelbarrow and the thimble. It's like they're just outdated things that people have no idea what they are.
What?
And somebody did an x-ray of a dog that swallowed the schnauzer.
Oh.
So there's like, yeah, the x-ray has the schnauzer inside the dog.
Yeah.
So, in honor of this dog swallowing this this Monopoly piece, let's play a little game, okay?
All right.
It's called Dog Stomach or Human Rectum.
Oh, I love this
Interesting.
One.
You just have to tell me if this was found in a dog stomach or if it was found in a human rectum.
Okay, I get the game now. Let's go.
All right, here we go. A loaded gun.
Oh, God.
A human rectum.
What?
This stays down.
Why?
Yes, hey, human rectum is.
Why would a dog swallow that?
Yeah. Dogs are smarter than humans.
All right. 30 magnets.
Dog stomach.
No, human rectum.
Oh,
what would that be? What would that be trying
up,
to?
You hanging up your kid's artwork? Up
yeah, it's like
30
magnets.
You just gonna swallow one, the other 29 come in a row. It's like
whatever you had up there originally, what you stuck in there was metal, and you were trying to get it out with a magnet.
That's what
and then you kept putting magnets in there, trying to get the other magnets out. I don't know. All right, how about rubber ducky? Dog stomach or human rectum?
Dog stomach, I'm hoping.
Gotta be the dog, yeah.
Dog stomach, all right? let's see. A fish with a hook in its mouth. Dog stomach or human rectum?
That's a dog stomach.
That has to be a dog stomach. Okay, yes! Thank God.
But
thank
if you think
God.
About it, if I was going to stick a fish in there, I'd want to have a safety line to pull it back out.
But not a hook.
Not a hook.
Well, again, the hook's in the fish.
Tie it up somehow.
I hope these are female rectums we're talking about.
nope. All right, an entire cutlery set. So we're talking 78 knives, forks, and spoons.
78? That's a human's record.
You can't, the dog could swallow.
Yes!
Yeah, a dog alive can do that.
A dog won't do that.
It was all in the butcher block, too. It was crazy.
How do you explain that in the emergency room, by the way? Well, you fell in the shower? I mean, what do you say to that?
I was doing dishes. I'm a bit of a klutz, and what the hell?
Whoa. But what they do with the cutlery out of there?
Is that a dishwasher thing, or is that just a Goodwill thing?
Yeah. You give that to Goodwill.
You got to wash that twice, Heidi.
They ain't throwing that away. Somebody's eating up that shitty silverware.
Another sort of silverware. A Wendy's chili spoon. Dog stomach or human rectum?
Dog stomach.
Human rectum.
That's just a little plastic spoon. That's just a plastic.
That's tolerable?
That's just a little spoon. It's not a whole cutlery set.
That's
do you go spoon, head, in, or... Handle in.
You probably go handle in, right, Rampage?
How would I know?
If you were going to stick a chili spoon,
I wouldn't even.
If you had to.
I wouldn't have to.
Don't answer the question. Don't answer it.
He doesn't do anything he doesn't want to do.
Because if you answer it, it'll be the new small. Rampage Jackson like says.
Do you like Wendy's?
Not anymore.
Well, you're not going to like Wendy's nuts sit on your chin.
All right, how about this? A Homer Simpson doll.
that's a human's rectum.
No, that actually was a dog's stomach. You would figure by the shape of Homer, it would be a human rectum.
Thought that smooth head.
Who's lady with the blue hair? I picture her more in the rectum. But
Marge,
maybe I'm strange.
Nothing surprises me anymore.
Rectum, no. Yes.
A magic fairy wand.
I know.
Human rectum or dog stomach?
That's a human's rectum.
No dog stomach. You got a dirty mind.
Whoa, what the hell?
Would you go handle first or the star first?
You guys got Wendy spoons and damn, cut the ring.
And finally, let's see, cobblestone.
I don't even know.
The cobblestone is like those driveway pavers. You know what I mean? Like those little bricks that you do on the road.
Yeah.
But cobblestone.
Okay, you got to tell me how big is that stone?
Probably a four by four brick.
That's a human's rectum.
Human rectum!
Of course it is.
Rampage, thank you so much for playing.
I think I got the most more right than I got.
Yeah,
wrong.
You did. You
I
did
think
very well.
Champion right here.
He does
champ,
win. He does
champ.
Win.
That don't
Where's
mean
his
I
belt?
Know.
Yeah, Where's yeah. his human rectum or dog stomach belt?
We gotta get a dog stomach and human rectum belt.
Oh, no.
Rampage holds the belt right now. Thank you so much for coming in. Always fun having you on the show. Rampage Jackson is going to be taking on King Mo for the second time. This fight is going to be the main event at Bellator 175. The event airs live Friday, March 31st on Spike TV at 6 p.m. So be sure and set your reminders for that time.
Can I just make a Rampage, if you will do during the fight somewhere, if you will touch your ear just to let us
for
know
us?
You're thinking of us,
yeah.
We'll give you any prize you want in our prize pants.
Well, these are our prizes.
And we'll get you a pizza delivered personally. Your trainer will know nothing about the
well,
large.
After the fight,
after the fight, I can have pizza.
Sometime during
what
the
is,
fight.
What is your, what are you thinking about? As soon as you're done, what's the meal you're going for? Actually, what's going to be waiting for you?
Actually, since I'm in Chicago, I was thinking about having some
deep dish pizza.
Who put those jeans on and busted ass all
That
over?
Was Heidi's jeans.
Yep.
Do you want a pair of Heidi's dirty jeans?
I want to see Heidi wear those jeans with that ass open like
no,
that.
No, listen. It happened to me at work because I was bending down to do a fireman carry to try to pick up Eric, and I bent down to lift him up, and I couldn't get him up, and so I was like, I got to bend a little bit more.
He blew out the whole seat.
And this happened at 6 in the morning, and it was like, and I don't wear panties.
No, I think you went to drive through Taco Bell.
And I was at work, and I was like, I gotta go home.
Okay,
they wouldn't let me go home.
Okay,
I'll tell you what I want. I touch my ear. I want Heidi to wear those pants with those jeans like that, and then we can play that rectum game again.
It's on now, so be sure and watch it March 31st on Spike TV,
so
Bellator 175. Thank you so much.
Thanks, thank you guys.
Lisa May, give us some traffic.
Traffic report is brought to you by.